That was originally on the For Your Love album. There's a nice compilation called The Ultimate Yardbirds. A good place to start if you need to know. Start off with almost with the Rolling Stones. Misfire there, but I could pivot and adapt. So you got Paul Revere and the Raiders at the top from their album Spirit of 67. Louise, nice rocker. Man, those guys, when they got it really well. And that's most all the time. And you really had to see them. They sort of developed a reputation as a novelty act because they're a little anachronistic with the outfits and dance steps and stuff. But man, those guys had done their homework and could play. I always remind people of that, how good they were live the couple times I saw them. They knew how to drill the audience. The Rolling Stones, then, you got Gotta Get Away from December's Children. Down in the Good Times, another Northwest band from an album called The Original Northwest Sound, your little Sally Tease. Ray Sharp, who's, I think, from Texas, and he wrote that great song, Linda Lou, and that was a song that every garage band in the Northwest or all over the country did, because that's just such a fantastic song. Yes. And finishing up with the Yardbirds, 4 o'clock. Got there without too much damage. This is KGLT Bozeman, 91.9 FM, KGLZ, Telna, 89.1 FM, with translators, 246BA, Bozeman, 97.1 FM, K220KD, Big Sky, 91.9 FM, K208BX, Livingston, 89.5 FM, K296EF, Mammoth Hot Springs, 107.1 FM, K213AU, Big Timber, 90.5 FM, and streaming on the web at KGLT.net. I hope people are logged on, dialed in, et cetera, et cetera. It's so great, the modern stuff. Hard to imagine, even just 20 years ago, if you had a 100,000-watt clear channel station down in Oklahoma or something, people could hear you straight up north, all the way to Canada. And now we have the internet, that just changed the game. I know there's people all over the world listening to KGLT, and nothing can make me happier. And this is all made possible by State Farm Insurance Agent Sarah Schofield, insurance and financial solutions to help you with life's good days and bad days. In Livingston at 125 South 2nd Street, by phone 222-1000, and on the web at sarahschofield.com. Consignment cabin of Big Sky, Big Sky's resale department store, lightly used clothing, furniture, home decor, and more. Open year-round on the corner of Highway 191 and Big Sky Exit. On Facebook, Instagram, and phone, 406-993-9333. And Montana Reclaimed Lumber North, antique lumber for the public, offering accent walls, wholesale lumber, wholesale bundles, hardwood slabs, mantels, and more. Sherwood and Lumberyard, located just south of Four Corners, open Tuesday through Friday, 8 to 5. Online at mtreclaim.com. Okay, that was a mouthful, but that means now I can play music.
We'll be right back. spotlight on life. Let's watch it fall apart. Let's watch it fall apart. Nights are flowers, evening roses. Bless this garden that never closes. Treat it gently, treat it kind. Send it on the last all night. I'm feeling hungry, have a life.
Taken and they shake for the shaking.
I'm still here. I'm working still. Well-oiled machine. Finishing up there, the Radio Birdman from their wonderful box set. You heard Shakin' Street, MC5 cover, never released prior. Started off a while back with Husker Du from their great album, New Day Rising. And I think a lot of people, if you told them Husker Du played here on campus, they wouldn't believe you. 1987, I think, over, used to be called the West Gym. You know, now it's all that fancy physical education thing. And at the time, it was a new gym, but great show. And they're really fun, really fun. Deep Production, that's a band from Pittsburgh, plus Rob and Dennis from Radio Birdman from Deep Production 2. You heard two words, and that's a good one, too, a ripper. Blue Oyster Cult. Had a discussion with my friend Skip Anderson the other day, and he said he didn't understand Blue Oyster Cult. And there's one of the songs that explains the cult at their best. I think it's that band started off as sort of a little bit of an inside joke and a little over the top, and some of the production on the early records is pretty goofy, but lovable anyway. I can see why a lot of bands were attracted to it and covered them. And some people here in town might be surprised to know that at one point the Bozeman Swim Center had a giant Blue Oyster Cult logo painted on the roof, and they left it there for quite a while too. That was great when you drove into town, you see the cult. Squirrelbait from one of their two records, you heard Sun God, Young Fresh Fellows, oh, there you go, from a ways back, Electric Bird Digest, an album they recorded it right after Nirvana did their record. They went out to Smart Studios in Madison and did that, and they stopped here on the way and played a entertaining gig at the Cat's Paw. They still shudder when there's mention of that, but they're really good. Great guys, great friends. And that's a fantastic record too, just a ripper. It's 4:22. I'm gonna stop here and gather my wits. They're scattered all over the floor right now. This 4 o'clock hour is underwritten in part by, Matt Brewing Company. The Tap Room is serving elevated, locally sourced pub food with mountain views and a Montana vibe. Brews available on draft and in cans throughout Gallatin Valley. On the web at mattbrewing.com, Instagram, and Facebook. Every adventure begins with the map. And what's happening here in town? Oh, there you go. I got something.
On Wednesday, March 8th, the Bozeman Film Society presents The Old Way at the Emerson Theater. Nicolas Cage stars in his first ever Western as a cold-blooded gunslinger turned respectable family man. Filmed in Montana, a Q&A follows with casting director Tina Buckingham and Montana actors. Tickets are available at bozemanfilmsociety.org. The Old Way, 7 p.m., March 8th, in the Emerson's Crawford Theater.
Keep 'em flickering.
Yes. I wonder if Bruce King's in that one. He's been in a whole bunch of movies, and he's very excited about that. Good for him. What else do I have to tell you? Oh, I did that one. I'm going to tell you another one. This 4 o'clock hour is underwritten in part by Studio Coffee Roasters, serving fresh roasted retail beans and handcrafted coffee drinks at their full-service coffee bar on the corner of 11th and College, next to FedEx, online at studiocoffeeroasters.com. Now, yes, I am ready to continue.
Postman's groovy, I ain't got the blues no more, I said. Telegram, I said. One duck jumped up, Lord, and another one quacking. Yes, she got them great big drums sticking out. Ooh, big chicken legs beat when she walks flapping down this street where I live. Well, she slipping along easy like fried chicken. Yes, a blue sea breeze, easy.
been good to me.
Watch out, track one.
The lovely sounds of Peter Green and Mac at Chess Studios. They went for a day and did the business and got some of the chess guys to help out. Buddy Guy was reluctant. I think he was having a beef with Chess Records, so he sat there, played some rhythm guitar, but didn't do any solos. But Peter Green in the room, you don't really need another guitar player, except Danny Kerwin, who was there too, and did some nice stuff. Sort of a blues set. Robert Johnson from his complete collection, you heard Hellhound on My Trail. Captain Beefheart from his second album, Strictly Personal. You heard I Feel Like Acid. That's not a record I listen to a lot. And when I pulled it out and played it the other day, I really enjoyed it. So, goes to show. Sometimes you just develop a bad attitude about a record, and it falls off your radar, even though, I'm knocking stuff over, too. I was trying to rest my feet, but so it goes. That's a good one, though. Taj Mahal from his debut album. He had been around the L.A. scene in a band called The Rising Suns, and finally got his own deal and did that fantastic album called Taj Mahal with Jesse Davis, Ry Cooter, and company making some good music. Got to see him a couple of times, opening for Led Zeppelin and the Kinks. And he's spectacular with band and solo. I think he's come around. He used to come around playing Bozeman. It's been a while, but he's still around. Mallard, which is the magic band, Captain Beefheart's magic band, after they split off, they did a couple records. And that first one is a corker. You heard Winged Tuscadero. One of my old favorite 60s blues records, Champion Jack Dupree and Mickey Baker, an album called In Heavy Blues. One of those records done in England. Mike Vernon, who did Fleetwood Mac and stuff, did that one. And it's a great one. I thought it was an old record, but because that song Barrel House Woman was recorded earlier for Atlantic, but no, this is all probably 68 or so. And just a old favorite of mine. It's a 4:46. I do need to tell you one thing. This 4 o'clock hour is underwritten by Bozeman Brewing Company, local brewers of Bozeman Amber, Hopson IPA, and Gallatin Pale. Bozeman's original tasting room is open daily, 2 to 8 p.m. online at bozemanbrewing.com. And I've been negligent in seeing this up. Now I'm just going to continue on. Here's another record I've had for, let's see, I must have bought it nearly 50 years ago. I think this is the first time I've ever played it on the show.
Thank you. Thank you. Mm-hmm.